Blog Talk Radio.
I'm that bee. Yeah, I'm that bee. Yeah, I'm that bee. I'm that bee. Yeah, I got good pussy. I'm that bee. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that bee. I don't take shit. I'm that bee. Yeah, I got one.
Or not.
But anyways, what we're doing today is just freak the fuck out Friday. Finna head over to Trade 4, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my homie, Tsunami, Mr. Barbecue Man, holding it down for the barbecue, you know what I'm saying? And so we got good hot food out on the block. Make sure y'all come through. Holla, 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 holla. Get you a plate or two. You know what I'm saying? We got it for you. And I'm finna get all out there and do what I does. And that's where I'm heading to. Now, I can't operate the switch. I believe co-host was with the Moses, Miss Heavenly Angels, coming through to hold it down for us. And make sure we get online up in here. Up in this thing here. Go ahead and get my little shit ready. And that's what I'm doing this weekend. You know, got it's a Memorial Day jump off weekend. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, y'all got something to do this weekend. Call in, 347-237-5125. We are live via trialoutradio.com. Oh, boy, man, you have to hit me back when I get out there. Yeah, hold on. Hold up. Go on, you know what I'm saying? Heading over here to get it in, people. Set up last night. All night long, preparing, you know what I'm saying, to get ready for today's festivities. This is Freak the Fuck Out Friday on a Memorial Day weekend, so a lot of things, a lot of people going to be doing things, you know, to jump the weekend off. Everybody off Monday. If you're not off Monday, you know, well, hey, sorry, I'm working Monday, shit, my help, your help Monday, you know, I'm working. Why the hell you ain't working? Yeah, right. And that's how we get it in. What the hell is that on the car? Oh, somebody gonna put smeared bird shit on the car. You know what I'm saying? You don't get down like that. And yeah. Hold on. It's not good to text and drive, you know what I'm saying? But, or talk and drive. So I'm doing the latter of it too. I'm talking. And, yeah, y'all hear me jam. That's how I jam, you know what I'm saying? Got my little tunes going on. And we finna head out here 34 for Chester Street, Tampa, Florida. Anybody want to hang out? You know what I'm saying? Come on through, holler at them. We're doing it real big, you know. We got good music, you know. And then taking this big dog shit. And get some warm soap and water. That's the easy way to take that shit off. The warm soap and water. People, if they hit your ass up with one of them green stickers, you know, to say they're about to tow you away, you might be parked illegally somewhere. Make sure that you get you some hot water, hot soap and water, and wipe over it first. Wipe over a couple of times to make sure the sticker itself gets saturated, you know what I'm saying, with the soap and the water. And then you can easily, you know, after it gets wet, you know, soaked and wet, then you can just take a little scraper or something, and then it'll come off a lot easier, you know, completely versus you know, leaving that old paper trail like it always be doing. So, going in. Shouts out to all the motherfucking squirrels hopping they punk asses around like this goddamn summertime already and shit. About a million of these motherfuckers running around. I feel like I'm in a goddamn Geico commercial. You know what I'm saying? A little squirrels run out in the street and then they cause the accident and then they're doing the high fives and shit. Shitting me. You can get your ass fucked up. I'm running your ass over. I ain't even motherfucking facing. You know what I'm saying? I'm running your ass. Slap the fuck over. Oh, yeah. And it's nothing but a party. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, y'all party is safe. I personally am headed to get me some party favors. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing what I can't stand nobody else do. And, yeah. But, you know, hey, pot calling the kettle black. You know what I'm saying? But I can't stand people sit up here and talk on the cell phone and drive. Because you all just don't pay fucking attention, man. You just look the fuck ahead and don't pay the fuck attention. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, pick your fucking head up. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a chick fucking text messaging and shit. How you dumb bitches out there texting and driving? And that I'll never understand. How a motherfucker text and drive and think that shit is safe. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, keep your asses off the phone, people. If it ain't that drastic, don't motherfucking, you know, worry about it. Don't sit there and try to burn your time out. Oh, man, what you finna do? Hey, you gotta get your ass out of the way because I need to get up in there, too. I gotta get to the fucking ice, dog. You can't just block shit off, man. Fuck out the goddamn road. Block the goddamn ice machine. Oh, punk bitch. What are you bumping for? I ain't even moving. Yeah. Blocking shit. You gotta make quick pit stop people and get some motherfucking ice. Downhill, you know, it's so fucking hot. We got these little machines called Twice the Ice. If you got some money to invest in it, I advise you to do it. It's a good investment. But it's called Twice the Ice, where you get a whole lot of ice, you know, $1.50 and for a bag of ice. You come down, fill your cooler up. Fill your cooler up before you go. Most people, before they go fishing and stuff, they come down, fill the cooler up, and they get ready to hit the old open water. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that. I'm getting my shit hooked up so I can fill that with my drinks. You know, miscellaneous and regulars. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we getting in. Think she got some ice in that motherfucker. You gon' get a movie, girl.
I ain't still working on the roof.
Right out here driving like motherfucking fools. This damn dude pulled over, and he blocking the motherfucking he blocking the goddamn whole highway so people can't get in. Man, this ice ain't gonna last long. Not gonna last long. Damn, hot out here. But now we got what they call little Twice the Ice machines. So they dispense ice for $1.50 up to a 16-pound bag of ice for $1.50, and then you got or you can bring your own cooler and get a little bit more ice for $1.50, or you can come bring your little 5-gallon machine thingies and your little water thingies. Bring your water things and fill up water jugs, your 5-gallon water jug, and fill up for $1. Oh, I don't know what the hell that is. I'm off into that. All right. And so we get that for the low. Now I know, you know, Miss Evelyn Angel out there, you know, is a non-supporter of, you know, bottled water and systems like that. But, you know, I say again, people, it is 12 o'clock and it is just 84 degrees right now. We finna climb to, I don't know, probably about 90-something. You know what I'm saying? I know we're going to get well over 94. And, get out here in the traffic. Got the Popezos on the side of the road looking for tickets to give out because people speeding on by here. But it's all good. And it'd be fun if you, I do get pulled over, you know what I'm saying? They're like, sir, you know you're not supposed to be on the phone. I'm live on the radio. Yeah, how are you doing? Officer Billy Bathwater or whatever they call it. Yeah, it's all good. Shout out to all my affiliates, you know what I'm saying? And coming soon, man, I'm waiting. to see if I'm going to be entered in to the Prilosec OTC, the Prilosec OTC, it's a contest that I'm trying to enter to receive sponsorship from Prilosec OTC. And, you know, like I put on now, it costs people, the cost of running this radio station, no joke, for 1 year to fully, you know, have it up and operational is $6,700, I believe, $43 or $46.28. And that is from your hosting that it takes, your ability to get online, to your phone calls, that be able to make and receive phone calls, to your biggest thing, and that's advertisement. You know, and that's where the biggest total came at, was, you know, with the advertisement, because you're talking about at least $500 a month, people. If you don't put at least $500 a month into advertising, you know, I don't, how the fuck do you even plan on getting out there? You know, even advertising with Google AdWords and stuff like that, that runs you, I don't know, around $75, $100, somewhere around there. That's just to get your ads on the, throughout the internet. And then you got, of course, you know, advertising in your own local newspapers, possibly getting a radio ad, you know what I'm saying, to push, you know, people to the online radio station, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, I would sit up there and you know, pay to get on 95.7 or 94.1, which is the local little place down here, in order to draw that local traffic to my worldwide traffic. You know what I'm saying? That was a definitely positive move. So, you know, I wrote a what I felt was a convincing, you know, pretty convincing idea to, you know, what I can offer him, you know what I'm saying? And they returned to ask me what I needed, and that was what I needed. I was like, I need $6,000, you know, for the year. They only give you sponsorship for the year, you know what I'm saying? No telling what else they're going to be doing for the next year. But for that year, you know what I'm saying, that's what I asked them. I said, this is what it's going to take to run this thing, I mean, serioso, for one full year, $6,000, $6,746. And but I'm like, shit, I can give you more than enough advertisement. You know what I'm saying? Believe you me, people. You know, I do a lot of things for free. But when you pay me a fee, oh, I get off the wang wang with it. You know what I'm saying? Off the chizang chang. Yeah, I guess it is. And so that's what we're planning on doing. So just freak the fuck out Friday, man. Filling y'all in on a little info. A little 30-minute quickie, all, you know, put something off in your ear, you know what I'm saying, nice and clear. So we HD Radio, but not here, you know what I mean? www.trilateralradio.com. Once again, www.trilateralradio.com. TRILATERALRADIO. Trilateral Radio. Yeah, they got hemmed up. The old Amish man. They've hemmed up an Amish man taking pictures of the airport. Well, you thought you might be a terrorist. Motherfucker, it's not illegal to take pictures of the airport. I believe it is illegal to be inside the airport taking pictures of certain things. But, I mean, even to be inside taking pictures of people, that's not illegal. It's just certain things, yeah, you can't be all like in the cockpit and shit like that, but how the hell can you even get on the plane to get to the cockpit and take pictures of the motherfucker? Yeah. Yeah. Right. As you see, I am freaking the fuck out, people. You know what I'm saying? I'm live in traffic. I'm doing some drastic ish. I'm riding up next to the police, you know what I'm saying? On the phone, cuffing it because I'm hardcore like that, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it's sitting in. Doing this for you, people. I'm doing this for you. Oh, that's playing to the police. Okay. They are out of jurisdiction. I don't even know what the hell he's doing over there, you know. They're cuffing anyway. They might be country punk and don't know what's going on. They can legally pull somebody over. Yeah. They can't do that to you. But, yeah, they would, yeah, give you a dirty look. Because you're the police, people. You know what I'm saying? They do have jurisdictions, and they have to abide by that, you know. It's like anybody else. So, what the hell? I'm like, what the hell am I listening to? R&B jams. You know what I'm saying? This R&B jams. Shout out to the old school lady on my block, man. She put me up on some old school that I needed to get up on. Big Rob. Shout out to Big Rob. Miss Pat. Big Cynthia. Who else we got? Roy C. Sir Charles Jones. You know, I'm all on that type of ish. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing it real big. So, got a birthday party coming up. And really, you know, finding the music came just in time. So, I was like, yeah, that'll work. I'm all for new music, people. You know what I'm saying? I love independent music. You know, if it ain't indie, it offends me. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what we do. We support independent artists, independent entertainers, independent everything. If it's indie, you know what I'm saying, bring it our way, man. You got an indie film. Shout out to the new film, Sunshine, that is due to hit pretty soon down here, released in Tampa, Florida. And these are all indie films. And also shout out to All That Glitter, which is a pretty good, you know what I'm saying, pretty good. Oh, I didn't know the whole time on the fucking speakerphone, people. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here talking like I had a bitch pressed in my ear. And, yeah, I'm on the speakerphone, yeah, no, fuck. Out here live in traffic, we only got a few more minutes. We got to get on up out of here and get on the gridiron, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing one more tizzine. And don't worry, people, I'm telling you, it's bigger and better shit coming through. Shouts out to the International Smokers Rep, Mr. Cyanide, for hooking us up with www.trilateralradio.com. And, yeah, man, and supplying the means to get us up and running. So y'all look out for us. We got new hosts coming from around the world. And I mean the world. To bring you live entertainment. So, you know, make sure y'all come through and check us out at WDGE Radio via www.trilateralradio.com, which stands for Trilateral Radio, the Trilateral Commission Radio Network. And, yeah, it's where we get it in, people. We get it in hot and heavy. A little fender bender. And, yeah, we get it in hot and heavy. So y'all make sure y'all come through and check us out. And we will see you back again. Might even be this weekend. Never know, people. Never know. I got the ability to do live shows at random. I mean, you never know when you're going to hear us live on Trilateral Radio. All you got to do is tune in. And make sure you go to www.bit66.com. All the way up until August 31st. I mean, we got this promo running. So August 31st, you get 20 free bids, which is a total of 30, because you get 10 free bids when you sign up. So it's a total of 30 free bids, people, just to go and check it out. It's one of the hottest, if not the hottest, online penny online auctions. And I mean stuff for a penny. iPads, HD TVs, radios, cooking equipment, workout equipment. I mean, all kind of stuff on there. You can get it for next to nothing. Just go on there and check them out. Shout out to Easy Riders, www.bid66.com. Once again, www.bid66.com. Look for the promo code, little area, and type in TLC Radio to receive your 20 free bids today. Much love to the world, and I mean the world, because we are peace in the West Coast here, Greece. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because it's all sticky like that. Peace out, people. Much love to you. Have a great weekend. Have a Memorial Day.